Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll hear some famous records, hear some famous bands, celebrate Alfred Bryan's birthday, listen to some Twinkle songs, and make some phone calls. At last week's Monday Night Salon, listener Will remarked that in vintage movies of the 1930s and 40s, whenever there's a 78 RPM record playing in a scene, it seems to him like they're always on the famous label. He was wondering if those were actual records or props with made-up labels. Well, according to Alan Sutton and Kurt Nock in their book American Record Labels and Companies, there were actually two famous record labels. One was produced in the mid to late 1930s by the Brunswick Record Corporation for the famous record company, which gave no more information as to its location than USA. Brunswick used a design for the label similar to its own label of the 1920s. The other famous label was manufactured by the New York Recording Laboratories from 1920 to 24, and you're going to hear three of those sides right now.
Thank you.
Well, there you have three sides from records on the Famous label, produced by the New York Recording Laboratories. NYRL filed a trademark application for Famous on August 31, 1921, and claimed use of the brand on records and phonographs beginning in November of 1920. We started off in June of 1922 with Ben Selvin's orchestra and Do It Again from Famous catalog number 3135. Do It Again was composed by George Gershwin and made its debut in the Broadway show The French Doll, where the Buddy De Silva lyrics were sung by Irene Bordoni. That was followed by an easily recognizable tune, Toot Toot Tootsie, performed there by Earl Randolph's orchestra, a pseudonym for Nathan Glantz. That was recorded in September of 1922 and issued on the Banner, Grey Gull, Puritan, and Regal labels, as well as Famous 3163. We finished up with the flip side of Do It Again, Keep On Building Castles in the Air. On Banner and Regal, that was issued as by the Moulin Rouge Orchestra, Ben Selvin's pseudonym, but on that Famous record, I'm not sure. Keep On Building Castles in the Air was written by Percy Weinrich. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last segment, we heard some Famous records, so for this segment, we're going to hear some Famous bands. Here's Duke Ellington.
Up here at Harlem Soul, someone started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem Soul. Everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Paul Keller doing it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody's trucking. Thank you.
among your palm trees I can hear the tune. The sandy southern breezes softly croon. I guess I'm calling Blue Lagoon all through the lazy, hazy afternoon. And when you turn to silver by the moon, I hear you calling. There is a girl I know there, fair as the skies above. That's why I long to go there. I must be in love. Blue Lagoon, though I was born without a silver spoon, I guess I'm going to find good fortune soon beside the Blue Lagoon.
Herman Derefsky and his famous Melody Band with an unidentified vocalist recording in London around March 3, 1931, and Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon was written by Fred Callum and Vincent Dodd. I couldn't find anything else that they wrote, but Herman Derefsky was quite the composer, with credits including My Silent Sweetheart, In the Valley of Switzerland, If You Could Care, Home Again My Cherry Blossom, and Sue, 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 I Am Very Much in Love with You. Before Herman Derefsky, it was Sanford's famous dance orchestra, an Emerson house band, which included reed man Ross Gorman, with Lotus Flower from around July of 1920. We began that famous set with Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra and Truckin' from August 19, 1935. Truckin' was written by Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom, and the vocalist was Ivy Anderson.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Yesterday, September 15th, marked the birth in 1871 in Brantford, Ontario, Canada, of lyricist Alfred Bryan. In the late 1880s, he moved to New York, where he worked as a staff arranger for various music publishers and developed his songwriting skills. He became a charter member of ASCAP in 1916 and collaborated on the scores for several Broadway musicals. In the 1920s, he moved to Hollywood and wrote scores for films. Alfred Bryan died in Gladstone, New Jersey on April 1, 1958. He collaborated with Fred Fisher, Joe McCarthy, Al Piantedosi, and others on songs including Who Paid the Rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle, Chili Pom Pom Pea, Wear a Hat with a Silver Lining, When the Bees Are in the Hive, and these. Thank you.
Thank you.
He started the show, and there was Ben Sullivan once again with Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? Composed by George W. Meyer from an acoustic Vocalion 78, waxed August 31st, 1925, just at the transition to electrical recording. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies start off every single show with their theme song Avalon, but there you heard Red with Peg of My Heart from July 2nd, 1930. Peg of My Heart was written with Fred Fisher and was featured in the 1913 edition of the Ziegfeld Follies. We began our tribute to Alfred Bryan with Zaki Moore's Illinoisy 7, credited on the label of that Broadway 78 as the Badgers, and Blue River, recorded in Chicago around September of 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and as a podcast on iTunes. I mentioned last segment that Alfred Bryan wrote Who Paid the Rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle. As I was looking for recordings of that, I came across some Twinkle songs, which are going to make up this segment. That gives you an idea of the in-depth research, hard work, and dedication that goes into coming up with the segment topics for this show every week. Here's Richard Himber.
Heavens where you are, oh shine from above, for I feel that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle in the sky, while I give romance another try, oh shine silvery light, for I feel that tonight is the night, confidentially. Does she care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh shine from above, for I'm sure that I'm falling in love.
A twinkle in my eye and a twinkle in my toe, And so I'm stepping mighty high wherever I go. 'Cause with the twinkle in my eye and the twinkle in my toe, most everybody passing by gives me the hello. I throw my head back and stick my chin out, bring my best Sunday grin out. I know I'm gonna win out soon, thanks to the twinkle in my eye and the twinkle in my toe. I find that life is just like pie wherever I go.
And you needn't even try. Me or my, who could ever pass you by? You'll get by with a twinkle in your eye. Or you don't need girlish laughter or swell Parisian clothes. You can get the things you're after with two big eyes like those. Don't you cry if the price of food is high. You'll get by with a twinkle in your eye.
From an OK 78 waxed in October of 1922, that was Mike Markell's orchestra and The Twinkle in Your Eye. The Twinkle in Your Eye was written by Albert von Tilzer for the show The Gingham Girl, where it was sung by Helen Ford. Before that was Skinny Innes with Hal Kemp and his orchestra in September of 1922 and You'll Get By with a Twinkle in Your Eye, written by Roy Turk and J. Fred Coots. You'll Get By was preceded by the Billy Cotton Band and Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye. The vocalist on that July 18, 1936 recording was Alan Breezy Breeze. Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye was written by Rube Bloom and Johnny Mercer and is not to be confused with Keep the Twinkle in Your Eye, which was written by Troy Sanders and Edward Eliscu. We began that twinkling set with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with a vocal by Stuart Allen and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That Victor recording is from October 13, 1936. This Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star was, of course, not the nursery rhyme, but was written by Herb Magidson and Ben Oakland for the film Hats Off, which featured the three radio rogues who sang the play-by-play of a boxing match in the film.
What?
If you're curious, search Three Radio Rogues on YouTube. The Three Radio Rogues are also in the 1934 Three Stooges film, The Big Idea.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, some company made some announcement about five phones or fruit or apples or something like that. I don't know. So here, with as much thought as went into the last segment topic, is a set of rapidly rotating records about phones, beginning with the New Orleans Jazz Band.
Thank you.
waiting, hold a lady, waiting, hold a lady, for your answer to. Hear me calling, hold a lady, calling, hold a lady, all along is true. Memories so enthralling, keep me calling for you.
Unfortunately, the condition of that record tapers off toward the end, but with yodeling and a Hawaiian guitar in the same arrangement, how could I not play it? That was our friend Ben Selvin yet again, this time as the Knickerbockers with Calling from March 19, 1927. The vocalist is unidentified. Calling was preceded by J.C. Higginbotham and his Six Hicks, February 5, 1930, with a Higginbotham composition, Give Me Your Telephone Number. That was George Pops Foster on string bass. Before that, from all the way back in December of 1922, and I know we've had a lot of acoustics this show, but that's the way it falls sometimes, was a group known as the Syncopating Skeeters and Telephone Blues. The Syncopating Skeeters might actually be Jimmy Durante's jazz band, since that name was used by the vaudeville team of Durante, Eddie Jackson, and Lou Clayton. We started off with the New Orleans jazz band, credited on the label of that Domino 78 as Hal White's Dance Orchestra, and Maybe She'll Phone Me, Maybe She'll Write, from February of 1924. Maybe was written by Ted Snyder and Fred Allert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.